So next on our agenda is... Yes, Barbara.
So the motion, it includes both parts. I mean, the PND is going to hear...
We have approved two separate motions.
Right. So the PND is going to get a vote. In other words, what they will hear what the plan is for review and reporting.
I will be happy to put that in my report to the National Board.
This
committee creating a work plan for itself does not require ratification by the National Board. But we can certainly report that out.
Okay. Can I just make one, Tim? Can I just make one quick comment, really quick?
Sure, Mark.
PSW does not have a business manager, so I think this is a great idea, but I foresee trouble in us, you know, effectively reconciling every month. But I'm sure we'll do the best we can.
We're going to have to figure out some way to do it, because our finances are touch and go. But that's a conversation we'll have when we're looking at whatever data we have with whatever holes it has. Was that Michael?
Marcus.
Sorry, was someone else asking to be recognized? Okay.
Barbara, with one more comment.
So it's a little out of bounds to comment on things we've already voted on.
Well, it's more a comment on how we proceed.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that we've struggled with a great deal was having a deadline for having a month closed that gives too little time to actually
I'm sorry,
do it.
Barbara, I got to jump in here.
Okay.
Budget's down, 4 to go, and we are 15 days into the fiscal year.
I was more or less commenting on what Marcus said. You know, he foresees trouble, and I was going to say, we just need more than 5 days to close a month.
Okay. But we don't have an agenda item on what the station's needs are for producing monthly financial statements. We can put that on an upcoming agenda. I would propose we get through budget approval first.
Okay.
So next we have the WPFW budget. And Marcus, can you summarize where things are at?
Certainly. We today had a really productive session with Margie, Raul, myself, and our interim general manager. And we made some great progress, some difficult decisions that have to be made, but we will have a document that I think will be more satisfactory to the National Finance Committee on Thursday, and so I would ask that our discussion be tabled till then.
Okay. Any objection to tabling further discussion of the WPFW budget until Thursday? Let me ask a question, Marcus. When will you be able to, you all be able to actually send a copy of that budget to the committee?
It is my hope that, and Raul can weigh in, that we would have a meeting tomorrow to finalize, and after that meeting, we should be able to send out a budget. Would you agree, Raul?
Yes. In fact, we kind of agree on, in principle, on what needs to be reflected in the budget or revised in the budget. We're making some changes and we're making a more cohesive justification of what we are putting into the budget. And I think the bulk of work is done, and the IGM had promised to forward the final version tomorrow to us. And then we'll just go over that. And if everything is good, then I don't think Marcus, myself, and Margie and Michelle would be would need to reconvene. And we'll probably just agree on that final version. So by tomorrow, everybody will have the version of the budget.
Okay.
I agree.
Any objection to tabling further discussion of the PFW budget until this Thursday, 2 days from now? Hearing none, it is tabled, and we are on to our next agenda item, I have temporarily lost access to my agenda. Will my electronic device reboot? Is it KPFA up next or BAI?
BAI.
Okay, Arpal, tell us where we're at.
Okay. Is the general manager from BAI here? Arpal? Well, I sent him an email saying, please come in and we'll, for this. I see he's not here, I guess. Let me see if I have a sudden email saying something here. Didn't have one before the meeting and nothing now. Okay. All right. Basically, what happened is that the WBAI local station board met on last Wednesday, October 8th, and I'm looking for my wording here, and we talked about the budget a bit, and we are recommending that the WBAI budget be approved for 45 days and revisited. Basically, we revisit this thing in 45 days. That's the idea. There were recommendations made by the NFC last time that we have incorporated into budget. And if you look at the budget, it is a deficit budget, which we're not supposed to have, but which there's no way around in case you, if you take everything into account. So, basically certain negotiations are still ongoing, and while the general manager is optimistic, the NFC has felt that, we got to be careful of, optimism. So you will notice that that is there. You will look at cell AA67 and see a large number in parentheses. Basically, it is not that different from what we've already seen. It has, the tower rent is the major difference from what we had previously seen, and that represents most of the negative there. We will also have, in terms of personnel costs, we're going to have an interim program director for 6 months, we figure, and the general manager salary is reverting to its FY13 rate. So I think those are the major things that we have in here at this point in time. Again, cell AA67 is probably what will raise most eyebrows. So that's pretty much it. And everybody's on the floor saying,
Barbara with a question.
Ryan, are you there? Okay, Brian, if you're on mute,
I muted myself by mistake. I'll take a stack on the WBAI budget. I have Barbara first. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I know this is not a subject we can talk about fully on this meeting, but you say negotiations are ongoing. Is there any end in sight, or? Does that have anything to do with the 45 days you've requested, or?
Okay, the 45 days is a guess.
Okay.
The 45 days is a guess because it's an absolute certainty that nothing is settled right now. This is why I was hoping the general manager was going to be here, because he can he could say something more definitive than I can say right now. Let me go back and see any emails from him. Maybe he's having a hard time getting in. But I sent him the notice that we all get. And basically the thing is, in terms of negotiations, they're certainly not going to be done in the next week or two. All right. I'm trying to think here. Pardon me for a second while I separate what was said publicly from other stuff. Basically, the principal that the tower have sent the full proposal to their legal department, I think it is, and that has then gone to the board. So their board is looking at it at this time. And that's the last thing I have on that. Again, the general manager could probably say more on that. But anyway, yeah. End in sight, I just don't know. I mean, you know, is how much negotiation may happen more, because I know they talked rather a bit. Is the board going to rubber stamp this? Is the board going to want to negotiate even more? I have no way of knowing.
Do you know what date the board is meeting?
No, I do not.
Okay.
This is Tony.
Hello.
Bertol,
okay, go ahead, Tony.
No, I'll just
Bertol,
say, you're on. I tried to call Bertol. If he's here, then good. Somebody needs to notify him when we're up to discuss the budget, but I guess he's on. That's good.
Bertol, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, you're here. All right. Did you hear Barbara's question?
No.
Okay, her question was, is there any end in sight for the negotiations with the tower folks?
And Bertol, you are on a public stream.
Well, yeah. I would say yes. I would say that I am optimistic, and I think I have reason to be, and that's all I can say. Are we going to an executive session after this?
Not tonight.
No? It's not like it's in the public session.
Okay.
I will send an email to all Paul. You can send it to the group.
I guess the question, one question would be, Bertol, are there any dates by which you expect to know more?
I did communicate with them recently, this past week. I would rather not discuss anything else on this public call.
Okay. Tony, did you have anything further?
No, that's all I was going to ask about to get the general manager on the line.
Adriana, for the stack.
I've got Michael and then Adriana. Anyone else? I'll add myself after Adriana. Go ahead, Michael.
Your email, Apple.
You have to have 100 emails from me. You want me to say it over there?
I just one right now that has information pertinent to what we're discussing. That you can send to the group.
Yeah, okay. So you're sending me an email, right?
I did.
You have done so. Okay, I'll look for it.
Yeah. You can share it by email with the group, but I don't want to discuss this publicly.
I'm looking at, is this my turn? I'm looking at the ABACAD, the columns that show the fiscal year 2014 to date versus budget and then the 2015 budget. And uh, you did better than the budget on listener support in 2014, and on the BAI Buddy, much worse on community events, on major donors, on car donations, better on grants and bequests. So for 2015, you're anticipating less on some of those categories, but you're expecting more from the BAI Buddy. You're still expecting 57,000 from community events, even though last year you only did about 12,000, 57,000 from major donors, even though last year you only did 8,000. I guess I'm a little concerned about a couple of those.
All right, can I address that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. As I mentioned before, if you look at, and I, if you can highlight them, on year to date, the 18187-0689, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 1250 corporate match, the 11793 community event, and then the major donor 8455. This adds up to a 1.892 million. I would say that a lot of these things were not classified properly, and I still think that some of the 1.8 million should be distributed among these other items. So that 1.892 million comes about to the same as if you look at all those event. I'm actually projecting 1.74 million for the corresponding items. In other words, I do believe some of these things were not classified accurately, properly. And I'm actually working on that right now at the local level. So that, in other words, the 1.87 million probably should be broken down more into some of these other items, you see.
Okay.
Okay. At the local level, they had made the suggestion that I should not underestimate the projection of the website income. This, there's no reason why I should. And then they also mentioned that I should keep the grant and bequest at the same level since I have a few of them outstanding right now. So this was the discussion we had on concerning the revenue at the local board and at the local finance committee. I'm done.
I guess I take that to mean that you're sort of estimating revenues conservatively, and you might do better.
Yeah, I think so.
Let me follow up on that before I call on Adriana, because it looks like you're being conservative on listener support, Bertold, because you're budgeting $300,000 less. But then, if we forget about the categorization, right, and take all the other income combined, you're budgeting for all the other income combined to go up by $170,000.
Why do you see that?
I'm just doing a little math. You're budgeting a $304,000 drop in listener support, but a total revenue drop of only $132,000.
Yeah. Well, that 1.8 million, as I mentioned, is like a little overstated. I think a lot of that should be redistributed on the corporate match, donation below 1K, and a major donor.
So I see. Words, okay. So the categorization applies to listener support as well.
We have not classified them properly, accurately. You know, I'm trying to it'll be more accurate going forward.
Okay.
Okay.
Adriana's next.
Hi. I'm really worried too, because what I can see is that you are projecting a loss of $268,444 plus, for what just heard from Raul, we have already $34,000 in healthcare bills unpaid. VA is behind with the special rate, even that they paid from the national service, to the national office. We are behind $151,000. This is telling me that when we put all of this together, we will arrive to almost, you know, $500,000. What I don't understand is, I understand the difficulties that every station is on, but if we start with the best, who do we think that will pay for this? I don't understand. Nobody has the money to pay for. If we start with a budget that starts with a loss, I don't know why we cannot get that. We cannot spend what we don't have. If we don't have it, it's nobody else to look around and ask for money. We have a huge debt that we will collect. We were collecting till now, and we are proposing a budget that is already a big add to that debt. I don't even know where to start, because I have a million questions with this budget. But basically, a budget couldn't be a deficit in a budget. Shouldn't. It's nobody else to pay for these bills. Doesn't matter what, the first thing that we need to do is pay our debt. And then after that, we'll see if we have any money, we can distribute the money the best way that we can. But I think that we are not doing it that way. I understand that you are trying to be not that optimistic, and trying to like some other station, to add the revenue, to see the budget being more even. But doesn't matter. At the end, the last number is still being a debt. How we can sustain this foundation if every station go to debt? Who will pay for? I'm puzzled here. Thank you.
So my question is that like an observation or a question as to what it is that why is it that it arrived at that point? I did balance the budget by projecting a different payment for the Empire State Building. And so you told me that we couldn't do that. So if we cannot do that, we cannot balance this budget at this time, unless we increase the listener sponsors rate, which we are not doing, it doesn't make sense to do. People suggested that I increase the website and come back to 85,000. That would give us another 50,000. And that I'll put the grant at 105,000. That would give us another 100,000. So that would bring us back to 150,000. So the deficit would be a little less. It would be 118,000. And we have a few other sources of income revenue, like a David Rothenberg, that would bring us another 100,000. But these are all work in progress. So we cannot, basically, we cannot put on the budget what has not been proven. And so that's why the budget is where it is. And so I give you a realistic budget, conservative, realistic budget. That includes the Empire State Building fees, which comes up to that, which comes up to 600,000. My projection was that we will cut the Empire State Building's expenses by 240,000 after negotiation or more, and so that's what's not acceptable to you. So if you have any suggestions, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I understand what you say. What I'm trying to say here is that we cannot, what we can do next month when you need to send the checks for payroll or the health care, what should we do? I mean, that is what, I understand projections. Everybody knows that we can play with numbers, but that's not the idea. The idea is not playing with numbers. The idea is what realistically we can do, and we don't project any expenses that we cannot pay for. That's what I'm trying to say. If we are lucky, like you said, or work really hard, like I know that everybody is working there, I'm not disputing any of that. And maybe we will have really extra money coming from the negotiation for the rent. All of that, even if all of that happens, perfectly wonderful, then we will decide first pay the debt and then see if we can spend money on something else. I mean, what needs to be understood through the whole network is we cannot spend what we don't have, because that's why we are where we are. We don't, if you don't have the money, if every station, it's the same thing when you go to buy something. You look at your pocket. If you don't have the money in your pocket, you cannot tell to the salesman, I'm sorry, but I think that somebody else will pay for it. That's what I'm trying to say. I know that I'm seeing it in simple terms, but that's the way that it feels. We are spending what we don't have. A budget is something that should be realistic, like you say, and I really appreciate that you are not inflating the income numbers. I really appreciate that. And I know that you are working so hard trying to make this happen and make WDAI better. We need WDAI better. It's really the star of this network. That is a star that needs to produce something. Couldn't be that we're producing this that we cannot support. We are dragging the whole foundation into bankruptcy because we cannot afford to pay for the money that you don't have to pay your own expenses. That is, and I see this budget, and it's telling me exactly that. It's not one line. Everything in the air is like that. I'm sorry, but I don't know if I explain myself, and I know that it's not your fault, and I'm not trying to blame anybody. What I'm saying is the feeling. We cannot approve budgets that doesn't pay by themselves, and they should be accumulating something to pay the debt that already this foundation was put through. Thank you.
All right. Who else on the WBAI budget?
Art Paul for a fast comment.
I've got Art Paul. Who else? Go ahead, Art Paul.
Cool.
All right. Well, Adrienne is right. We are, the entire network is in a situation because we are all in debt and we need to be realistic. And this budget is pretty realistic for the realism that occurs at this precise moment. Again, if you look at cell AA137, that's the tower rent, you'll see a number in there, and, you know, compare that to the deficit number, and you'll say, that's where it's coming from. This is a big thing. And if somebody could find something else in the expenses to cut, I'm sure the general manager will be glad to listen, but you're not going to find a whole lot. We have our personnel, our paid staff, non-manager people, I think we have, what is it, 7 people who are the board operators and the operations people. There's 7 of them to cover 168 hours. And frankly, we don't cover 168 hours anymore because there aren't enough people. And so you're not going to make giant cuts in personnel at BAI. So it does come down to this being a realistic budget and a realistic budget that is sort of shocking to a degree. And I think the entire thing is going to hinge on the negotiations. Again, I don't know how we should handle this in terms of maybe we should punt it for a while, or if we should say, oh, we'll pass it, but review it in 45 days. I think we have to review it in a short time anyway. Or how exactly we want to handle this parliamentarily. But this budget is the budget. And, again, it all is hinging on one particular thing. And if that does go south, you know, well, you're looking at these numbers. That's all.
Barbara, with one more comment.
Paul, did you send my email to the rest of the group?
Yes, I have forwarded that. I have forwarded Bertold's short and pithy email to the NFC. So
I've got Barbara next, and I'll put myself on stack after her. Is there anyone else who'd like to be on stack?
Lydia, will please.
Okay, Lydia, I'll put. I've got you, Raul. So I will adjust the stack. It will go Barbara, Lydia, Raul, and then me. Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I just wanted to point out that the allocation for the central services part that goes to PRA is not set up to follow the formula that Raul assigned. And in fact, it looks like it's done in the way it has been done in the past, and it's $11,000 less for the year than what it would be if the formula that Raul assigned would be used. So there's another, not as big as the tower problem, but another problem.
Okay, next I have Lydia.
Okay, so I don't know if I'm perhaps one of the few people on the call who was struggling with the tower and the old rents and everything at BAI from way back when. So this conversation is somewhat familiar to me. But I think that because of that, I am extremely, I am cautiously optimistic on the prospect of new arrangements in that regard. That really has been, there have been those two factors. Their previous rent, and they got them into, contributed in addition to the tower to their situation and the old debt. And the current prospect. And so I think that whereas I agree with Adriana 100% in terms of the principle of budgeting as we would, as she said, our household and so forth, nevertheless, I think that the difference here is that I think this committee, just based on the input during our recent calls, is very attentive to the ongoing and persistent review of what is going on, because the problems that we have right now is failure to do that in a timely fashion. So we're setting something up, as our Paul said, locally as well, that they're going to conduct a 45-day review. We are going to be meeting every couple of weeks to look at this so that you don't fall into that sinkhole and that we correct as we go along. So based on what we're doing on the Finance Committee, what I believe, what it sounds like the LSC is doing at BAI and so forth, I am comfortable passing the budget once it's been retweaked, because as Barbara pointed out, and as Bertold acknowledged, that there has to be some retweaking and putting into the proper cells and so forth so that we can read it more properly. But basically we have a fair enough idea of what's going into this budget to approve it, whether it's tonight or Thursday, I would say, once they make some corrections. With the proviso that I laid out, that we have to keep checking this every couple of weeks. Thank you.
Next on stack, I have Raul.
Okay. Like I said, there's some things I see here that probably can solve some of the issues here. Not solve, but kind of address some of the issues. I'm going back to the revenue side, first and foremost. The revenue side shows a decrease of about $200,000 from what we have. If you combine all the income that BAI generated in 2014, and that's about $2,270,000 versus what's being projected of $2,041,000. There's about $200,000 in that decline in cost. And I don't know, maybe I missed something on why we're decreasing the projection for 2015 versus what we have historically got for BAI, despite the turmoil there. I think they've been generating some funds, which is a legitimate fund, $2,270,000. And then that's $200,000 that we're projecting less than the current year. I know to have it even, no increases, no decreases, would still be an optimistic assumption. Nevertheless, there's some money there, I think, that needs to be looked at. Secondly, there are, I'm looking at the premiums that the BAI is spending to generate a lesser revenue than, a lesser projected listener support than that the previous year. We are projecting with a total if you look at development expenses from 168, 169, and the shipping, these are your expenses that you generate when you do your fund drive, and plus the $25,000. That's about $288,000 worth of expenses versus the $1.5 million of listener support that you're projecting. I kind of feel that that's kind of an overstated expense for a $1.5 million projected income from the listener support. It's about 19 or 20% of that. Which is a little bit high, kind of the rule of thumb that it's been discussed over and over year after year is about around less than 10%. So that's another one. And unfortunately, the reality is everybody speaks, and I agree with Adriana articulated the issue here, is that we cannot operate this station with a deficit, but knowing that we are going to not fund the operations of the radio station. The reality is, after we made so much cuts in the last year, we're still going to operate in a negative or deficit situation. So are we looking at cutting more people reducing hours for the people, using volunteers, using other resources that we have, or is this operation better off not operating so that it doesn't hurt the foundation at all? Those are the things that's coming through somebody's mind. Like, if you're going to operate in a deficit, we better just shut down for the year and then and not spend $300,000, half a million dollars of additional expenses to the foundation as a whole. There are so many issues, but I think there is some optimism in the Tower Rec. I'm privy to what's going on there, and I myself think that that the only thing that we can say probably is that there's no negative reaction from the Empire State Building. They're working diligently with us, and that it's a good sign for us that they're really considering, at the very least, you know, we're not going to work with the current or the existing agreement at this point. That's the very least. So we're going to get some kind of a break. We don't know what or how much, but definitely there is something there. Thank you.
All right, I've got my cell phone stack next.
Michael, do this echo.
Michael, you can go ahead of me if you want. I put myself last.
Okay. Well, I'm asking, maybe it's here, maybe not, the repayment of the tax liability. Is that in here? And also...
Yes, it is there, and it also is the payment through WPFW. It's on the line. Raul told me to change it, but I don't know where else to put it at that point. At this point, but it's under debt retirement. Rule 115. Like $130,000.
Okay. So then also related to that, I know that the National Office budget we just looked at earlier on this call, the National Office is looking at repayment of back central services. I'm wondering if that's incorporated, is that in that same debt retirement line, or is it not in this at all? And I agree with what Barbara said, that we have to bring the PRA payment in line with the 2% of the average. Consistent per month.
The PRA payment is 2.5%, isn't it?
We changed it to 2% of the 4-year average and a flat rate prorated per month.
I think I made my view pretty clear on that one. And I said if you want to be realistic about everything we're doing, we should look at the percentage of the past 2 years average, not the past 4 years average, because it's totally unrealistic to say that WDI is going to raise $3 million this year, because we're not raising $3 million anymore during fund drive. And it's been more realistic to assume that the revenue for the past 2 years is what it is. And if you do that, then those numbers are pretty much aligned to what it should be. And I think that's why we made the adjustment.
Yeah, but that's not the budgeting policy we approved, and that's not what PRA is counting on to balance their budget.
I think Bert told the PRA, the new Finance Committee motion that was passed last week was not reflected here. And the reason that your computation is less than what we generated, it should have been a lower number except for BAI, because it suffered a decline in revenue the last 4 years. Were higher than what is current being budgeted this year, 1.5 million versus an average of 2.5 million in the last 4 years. So there's your disconnect there. And I totally agree. I mean, I kind of feel what Bertold was saying is that our exercise at an NFC didn't work for BAI, and that's the only station that got affected reversely on our effort to reduce the PRA or the National Office Central Services, because their average of the last 4 years were a lot higher than what was being generated or what was being budgeted for 2015, hence the increased revenue, increased fee for them.
Michael, were you done?
Yeah, well, no, because it speaks to the same thing. It's very hard to get it in this kind of document, but I guess the question is, how does BAI see itself sort of rebuilding its audience and its listener support base?
Because I'm stuck on the gym, right? Are you fun? Well, we have a new interim office program director, Mario Murillo, who is spending a lot of effort and energy right now rebuilding the morning show. And we're thinking about the 10 a.m. to noon music slot, and we're fixing that by public affairs. And then we're shoveling the station. He also has been part of WBI way before my time.
Mm-hmm.
Was very successful. And during those days of, I don't know, in the 80s, mid-80s, he had one of the best shows at Pacifica, I believe. It was called a morning show on Friday at 2 hours on Latin American politics.
Mm-hmm.
Very engaging. And we are doing that right now. He's focusing on the morning strip from 6 a.m. to noon, and from on the afternoon drive time from 3 p.m. to about 8 p.m. And so that's what we're doing. It's the number one item that we're working on is the morning show from 6 to 8. In the past, in the good old days, we used to raise between 6 a.m. and noon, the WBI has to be able to raise $30,000 in that slot. Now we barely raise $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with also Democracy Now not being where it used to be, the morning show, and then the 2 hours afterwards. So these are the things we are looking at, and that's why we did come up with the BI Buddy that's generating $216,000. Thank you very much. And I think it's going to generate more than the $216,000 that I projected here, because every 2 months we have a special.
That's not that much.
Every 2 months we have a special that promotes the BI Buddy and increases it by like 20, 30 members. But this is all the long term. Without the cut in the power rent, and without a revival of the David Rottenberg theater tickets that used to raise about a net of $170,000. With those two items, we would be fine, but I just didn't want to put them on the budget.
Okay, the other question was about the back central services. Is that incorporated here?
That just got done tonight, so okay. I don't think so.
Well,
no.
But Raul said he had talked about it with on the leadership call. I guess not.
The what?
The question of paying down back central services over the course of the next couple of years.
Yeah, we didn't get the amounts to the station until this weekend. But we talked about it at the leadership meeting. But we just told them an estimate of between $3,000 to $5,000 a month.
But the final figures were sent out only last weekend, or yesterday.
So just saying that when we're talking about tweets, I think that's another tweet that has to happen.
Right.
All right. You done, Michael?
Yeah.
This is Brian. A couple more questions. Are the pension fund catch-up payments in this budget?
The pension fund and the central service repayment are not in there. I'm looking at what was emailed from last night. So $20,000 more for BAI for the pension profit sharing recap.
You got $17,000 that needs to be paid between October to November, and then February about $5,900, and then for June 2015, $6,000.
So
I put that in the budget.
So this is Brian. I guess I have two kind of global comments. You know, I think we need this budget document to be able to do two things, answer two questions for us. And they're separate problems. So the first question is there a way for WBAI to operate sustainably so it can raise as much as it is spending? And the separate question is, what the hell are we going to do about all the unpaid bills that WBAI has piled up, including to the rest of the network? And that's a much thornier question. So, for instance, the tax payments that you currently have on line 115, those are expenses that were accrued in a prior year. They're not an operating expense. They're catch-up payments. So they should be in the cash section of the budget, so that the operating budget is giving us a picture of operations. It's not burdened with the catch-up payments, and so we can address the catch-up payments separately. Does that make sense?
Yep.
You also, I mean, and you know, these are legal obligations, you also have to have the pension catch-up payments there in cash and capital. Unfortunately, it doesn't make our job any easier. The second thing I wanted to say was about premium expenses, and this is a place where it would be really good to have actuals. Raul, I have to politely disagree with you on this. In the past, it has been very dangerous for stations to budget aspirationally on premiums, because more than once the station has said at the beginning of their fiscal year, oh, yes, we're going to spend less money on premiums this year. Then they have found they can't continue fundraising at the same level without using the expensive premiums they've been using in the past. Then they panic when they're not making their fund drive goals and use the expensive premiums again. And then the budget's out of whack. I think it's a noble goal for every station to be trying to lower its premium expenses, but nobody should be counting that on their budget. That should be gravy. Premiums have to be forecast on trend. And I guess the bigger picture is I don't think any of us want to approve a budget with this much red ink in it. It's like signing a suicide pact for the network. Because there's really nowhere else in the network to pay bills as they come due. So I guess the question, and I would flip this around to you all at WBAI, you know we're all rooting for you on the transmitter negotiations, and we want it to work out. If it doesn't work out, what's the plan? Shut the radio station up?
Steve Indiana?
Well, it's actually a question.
I'd prefer Bertolt go first on this.
I think that's something I'd like to debate in executive session. Because for obvious reasons. But if you can understand where I'm going with this is all I can say is we cannot sustain that. So that means we would have to find a way not to pay this amount we're paying. We'd have to do something about that.
Adriana?
Michael, did it say?
Yes, I have one more question.
Our premium, by the way, for this past year, looking at this QuickBook thing I'm putting together, that's not totally accurate, but more or less, premium, third party, was $143,000. And we also paid $133,000 for Gavin All premium, so the whole total premium was about $276,000. This year, we are trying to go over that, and we're trying to produce a lot of local premium and all that stuff, and so that's going to be reduced a bit, but that's what it was last year, and that's including paying over $83,000 of premium just in October 2013 to catch up. So if you take out that $83,000 in October 2013 of catch up, that might give you a better idea of more or less. The average has been, 12,000. So this is going to give you a more precise answer on your premium question.
So what are you estimating your total spending on premiums and shipping is in 2014?
In 2014, it was $276,000. But $83,000 of that was for October 2013, the first month of the year last year, because we were catching up on past two drives. So
okay.
So you reduce that by about, I don't know, $70,000. So then our total premium came up to about $200,000, of course.
That's just premium, not shipping.
That's premium.
Okay. Adriana?
Yes, one last question. How many fun drive days did you have in 2014, and how many are you expecting in 2015? Thank you.
That's a good question. In 2015, we are projecting assumptions. We are projecting 127 days. So, which is about
30 less.
31 days less than last year.
Okay, thank you.
This is Brian again. How's your current fund drive going?
We are averaging about 12,000, actually, to give you the exact number. Today we're at 19,000.
And is that better or worse than what you need to be averaging under this budget?
It's worse. First of all, our projection is 15,400. We are averaging